only a third of Americans think that President Obama has handled foreign policy better than his predecessor, George W. Bush.
Hi, I'm Zach Weissmuller for Reason TV. I'm here with Emily Eakins, the polling director for Reason Foundation. She also runs the Reason Roop poll, the latest of which features several questions regarding the possible U.S. intervention in Syria. Emily, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The Obama administration has been pushing very hard for intervention in Syria, and it seemed all but inevitable a couple weeks ago that there probably was going to be some sort of military intervention there. There seemed to be a sort of turning point when the British Parliament actually voted not to intervene in Syria.
Right.
How are Americans reacting to this idea of going in without British support and without UN support?
Americans do not think the U.S. should go it alone. But to be clear, Americans do feel that the international community does have a responsibility to respond in some way to the reports that the Assad regime has used chemical weapons against its people. However, that does not mean that Americans favor more military intervention abroad. Now, for one, Americans don't think that it's in our national security interest to intervene. They don't think it's going to prevent the regime from using chemical weapons in the future, and they're worried that it will lead to more to U.S. troops on the ground in Syria, even if we get involved just a little bit today. For these reasons, three-fourths of Americans believe it would be unwise for the U.S. to launch military airstrikes against Syria without the U.N. or Great Britain. That being said, even with their support, Americans still are hesitant to intervene abroad.
After the allegations regarding Assad's chemical weapons use became public, a lot of pundits were telling us that if we don't intervene, now it's a credibility issue and therefore hurts America's national security. How are the American people reacting to this credibility argument?
The American people don't buy it. In fact, nearly two-thirds say it is not necessary for us to launch military airstrikes against Syria in order for us either to remain credible or to protect national security.
Polling up to this point in regards to foreign policy has been pretty favorable for Obama, but your poll results showed a rather striking difference. What did you find, and how much do you think that the issue of Syria has affected the overall perception of Obama's foreign policy?
Syria has hurt people's perception of the president's handling of foreign policy. In the past, the president was viewed as the non-interventionist alternative, a candidate and a president who espoused making transparency a priority for his administration. But our poll shows that Americans are disappointed in the president. In fact, for most of President Obama's presidency, a majority has supported his handling of foreign policy, but as of our poll, nearly 6 in 10 Americans disapprove of his handling of foreign policy, and certainly Syria has played a significant role in the public's disappointment with the president. Even more devastating for the Obama administration is that only a third of Americans think that President Obama has handled foreign policy better than his predecessor, George W. Bush.
Emily Eakins, thank you very much for talking to us. The full poll results related to this topic will be available at reason.com/poll. For Reason TV, I'm Zach Weissmuller.